Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're not only professional broadcasters, we're professional podcasters. Look for the Todd and Tyler channel on the Radio League app in your favorite little phone store.
We're also on Stitcher and Stitcher.com.
Right now, I think we're on the radio. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did you watch football last night?
I did for a little bit. I was tired.
I did.
I went to bed early.
See how the game ended up.
Cowboys win that?
Yeah, bad guys won.
Yeah. That sucks.
I think that's why I kind of gave up on it.
28-17. Yeah, they were always kind of ahead.
Yeah.
You know, early on it looked like
Cardinals. 7-7, yeah.
Yeah, early on it looked like the Cardinals were there, and then, whatever. Jerry Jones knelt with his team.
He did.
Had to get pulled up, but
he's old, man.
Yeah, he's old. I mean, come on. I felt badly for noticing they had to pull him up.
Ed Asner, liberal famous actor, was tweeting out a couple of days ago that he's going to kneel, but he might need help getting up.
Yes.
Yeah, but when Jerry had his face yanked back, you know, you kind of forget that, he's in his mid-70s.
Yeah, he's not a young guy.
No. He looks a little younger than he actually is.
Yeah, it looks like freaky, though.
Yeah.
It's a bad face job.
That was a bad face.
Yeah.
You only got so much to work with.
He's just an old dude. He should just stay an old dude. That face job's got to be 8 years old at least. It's been
probably
a while.
10.
Maybe 10, right?
Yeah.
So the Cowboys lost almost every battle on the stat sheet.
Scoreboard.
But that's not the scoreboard.
Yeah, Penn State like kicked Iowa's ass up and down the field. Now they luckily pulled up a score, but they almost lost that game. One play.
You can run
the stats up, but you can't. Sometimes you lose those games.
Larry Fitzgerald
and Gerald
ass.
FitzLarry, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's amazing.
All that stuff. White House.
I got him on my fantasy team. Have you seen that commercial where there's a guy sitting there on the couch and he's saying, "Well, what I'd really like would be just to have no wife or no family." And like he's dreaming, and the guy goes, hey, this is your fantasy draft, not just your fantasy.
Oh.
Have you seen? I saw it last night. It's hardcore. I love it, though. I'd like to have no wife or no family and just run away. I'm thinking, that sounds creepy. They go, hey, wake up. Hey, dude, it's your pick. Then he goes, oh, and he picks a guy's name. He says a guy's name. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I had the game on for a little while. They mentioned Larry Fitzgerald. I was doing the Gerald Fitzlarry bit at home last night.
Didn't play.
Doesn't play. Right. Didn't get any laughs.
It's always funny.
That's what I thought. She didn't seem to agree.
No.
She's just wrong.
Yeah. I know.
You're in the wrong crowd.
Yeah, you got to know your audience.
Well, I wasn't even really directing at anybody. It just anytime they'd say his name, and Gerald Fitzlarry. just under my breath, just waiting for somebody to pick it up.
I don't know my crowd at all, ever. I mean, my wife and daughter do not laugh at my jokes, and my son laughs.
Well, you got
that. If he's not in the room, though, they really fall flat. Like, my daughter, she just says, you know what so-and-so did the other night, and it was just one of her friends. I said, farted?
See,
my wife says, "Looks." She goes, "She's not right. She's not your son." Just looked at me like that, and she looked. My daughter, who's like almost 15, if you don't know that, looked at me like, "What the hell, Dad?" I said, "Oh, okay, this didn't work. I'm gonna go back out in the living room."
Well, they're just wrong.
They're just stupid.
They're just wrong.
Now, if I had Ryder anywhere near that, he would have went, Dad. Which is what he does, which is what sons are for.
Right.
Dad. I was telling Craig, because you said the Humpty Dumpty penis.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was an empty bottle, like a bottle of water in my car that was really warm. I said, Ryder, pour this out before we go. And we're in a parking lot somewhere. That's all I'll say. And he's out there. I can see he's outlining something with a bottle. He gets in. He goes, I drew a penis on the parking lot. So we pull out, and just so it was perfect, I could look through my rearview mirror back at the parking lot, plain as day, just a huge big piece of junk in a water outline. That's my boy. I can't even say anything. I said,
turn around, pat him on the head. Good job, son.
Well, I can't really yell at you for that.
Good job.
When Daddy says stupid stuff every day. Mm.
Yeah, well, your wife and your daughter are just wrong.
They are wrong.
They don't know funny.
They are wrong.
They don't know funny.
No.
Because that was funny. You said that, and all three of us.
And they apparently don't know on which side they're of the bread that it's buttered on, or something like that.
Well, they don't have to laugh. I get that. But they should know
where that's coming from.
But it was quick. I mean, the timing was there. Did you fart? Yeah. Timing. They don't get that.
Oh, it takes them a while to catch on.
I know. You got daughters. They still aren't laughing at that joke, though.
Yeah, I found that. About 26, 27 years later, they think your stuff's funny.
All right. Mm.
Or they find a boyfriend who will laugh at it.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you don't get it, but he's here now, and that's fine. Yeah. He'll laugh at me.
All right. Hang on. We got Kate here on Sex Robots.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. Go ahead, Kate.
Hey there. So I'm listening to your show, and you have, like, the male perspective, but it occurred to me that, like, the sex toy market is just flooded for women, because this women have a more difficult time achieving orgasm. I mean, there's an entire, like, market out there for sex toy parties, right, where these women get together and everything. And I'm just kind of contemplating that perhaps the market for these sex robots would be better served, you know, being marketed towards women.
Well, yeah, they're going to make the dudes, because you women would buy the fake dudes, right, in a heartbeat. Sounds like it.
I mean, I'm just saying in general, because, you know, the female orgasm is more difficult to achieve.
Let's get into that more. How difficult is it for you? No, don't talk about
how
that.
How do you get there?
What'd you say? How do you get what?
How do you get there?
Okay. You know, I'm doing just fine. But the point is...
Oh, no, you're right. I think you're right. I think the male robots would sell out completely, because you're right. You guys are all sitting around couches buying dildos every weekend, according to the news, you know?
Well, exactly. I mean, and then you think about that. So I'm just kind of thinking it through, and I'm wondering what the male response would be. So we talk about, the wives, getting jealous.
I got it. That's a great point. Would you be mad? I don't think it's cheating, but in the future it might be, because these things are going to be probably indistinguishable from real people, I'm guessing, in the future. But right now it looks like a rubber doll, right? Puss, what's your male robot look like?
Well, okay.
Race
so,
first.
Like, I'm just thinking, how's the boyfriend or the husband's response going to be when she's going to the robot that can get her off as opposed to him?
Yes.
He's going to say, you know, he just lays there too.
But hey, give the robot a break. I'm going to watch the game with him.
Here's where the problem would lie. If the robot becomes plan A.
Yes. Oh, the guy's going to be mad. You're right. I'm not saying we're not going to be mad. Guys will be just as mad as the women. Yes, it'll be a jealousy thing.
So, Kate, you're saying if one of your friends hosted a male sex robot party, you would attend?
You know, your producer asked me that on the phone, and I said, I think that's probably way out of my price range. I mean, I drive a 2004 Ford. Like,
all right.
But if we look way far into the future,
yes.
I just feel like that market... That, you know, women would be just as interested
easily
as men. And
you're right, because guys aren't sitting around on the weekends buying rubber vaginas at a big party. That's a great point. Women will use it. They definitely will use it.
Right, you go into any sex shop, the majority of the toys are catered toward women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and puss.
So
and it makes you wonder about the male libido. I mean, women are so much more concerned about the emotional side of things and so on and so forth. So what about male pride and all of that? It's just, you know, I don't know. Just wanted to throw out the woman's perspective here and say that,
this
could be just as... interesting to women, that market might be just as strong, but then the man's reaction to his wife, using one of these robots.
Good point. Yeah, no, that's very forward thinking.
You know, the guy, thank you, Kate. I think the guy that makes those and gives all the guys guts. Just so don't make the regular dudes all bummed out. Yeah. Here's a line of robots, all the dudes got guts. Sorry, we don't want to price ourselves out of the market here.
The female ones look like supermodels.
Yeah.
The male ones
got
look
guts.
Like gym and accounting.
Got guts.
But I'm telling you, that's where the problem would arise. Even if you're open-minded and you don't mind that your wife has a bunch of toys and she doesn't mind that you have a bunch of toys, if they become the priority over actually having sex.
Well, I also think the priority would be a guy not even looking for a real woman if he's single and just saying, you know what, why the hassle?
Yeah, why bother?
I got Rubber Lady at home. You know, I think you'd give her a better name than Rubber Lady. You know, but... Squeaky. I'd call mine Squeaky.
Squeaky, yeah.
I'd call my love doll Squeaky. Because that's a noise it would make. She apparently has trouble. She kept talking about having trouble reaching
she
orgasm.
She said she had no issue.
Not her.
She said
she not, her. Issue. Not her. Yeah, not her. But
she was fine. She was asking for a friend.
But you're right, though. Guys don't get together and have... sex toy. Straight men don't get together and have sex toy parties.
Well, you guys never show up.
Yeah,
that's why.
I know, because I got
party of one.
I keep Facebook inviting you.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks it's from the putter, though. He thinks it's the putter inviting him over. He's like, I did that.
I did that.
Been there,
done that.
Well, did y'all join the rest of the country and not go to the movie theater over the weekend?
Indeed.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a weird weekend in town. Like, nothing.
I know.
I mean, everything was dead, dude. Like, anywhere you were, it was dead, dead, dead. And I thought it might was, like, football related, but then hearing that nationally
it was sleepy.
Worst weekend in 20 years.
Boring.
Except for Craig. He found all the action. You got to be a ring announcer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was busy all weekend, yeah.
He got to live his dream.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It was a hoot.
Yeah, you can just see the sense of relief on his face, that lifelong.
Exactly. I loved it. I loved being a ring announcer.
You see a couple women beat the crap out of each other. That's always fun, right?
One of them sponsored by Bitcoin.
Really?
I have no idea how she got the Bitcoin sponsorship.
Yeah, I don't see a big
Bitcoin. How does Bitcoin work?
Shut up. I almost swore. I'm still getting emails just saying, hey, Kylie, really want to know. I'm thinking, I don't want to know, but there thank you.
Did you look at the Facebook video?
No.
Because
I don't got time for that.
Apparently, Brockmeyer explains Bitcoin to you.
I did not heard that.
I didn't even look at it.
I didn't look at it. And thank you, Petey.
I don't know if it was a Harry Shearer.
So two girls beat the crap out of each other, right?
Yeah.
Who won that fight? You didn't. It was a black chick versus a white chick. You never told me who won it.
Josette, the number one headbuster, Cotton.
Yeah.
Okay. Was she the black or the white chick?
Yes. She was not the white girl.
Okay. Well, you could say the black chick.
Yeah.
Josette.
Was it five?
How
many other fights?
They went 5 5-minute rounds. Just beat the hell out of each other.
Nice.
I can't watch women beat each other up.
Oh man.
I just can't.
What it was. Just an epic match. I loved it.
I know.
It really was.
I just can't
if you got
watch
to
women.
Pick the women.
No, I've never been into girl fight. I think it's this is different, obviously. These are trained fighters. I'll give them credit. I'm talking about the girls at a bar pulling each other hair. Not interested. I think it's just sad.
All right, Kellyanne Conway versus
herself.
Ann Coulter.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Would you watch that?
Five rounds of that. And somebody has to die. To win.
Yeah. Okay. To the death.
To the death, I'd watch
That's
it.
That's a battle royale.
Yeah.
With the
horrible people.
With Sarah, one eye fishing, one eye looking for bait. And, you know, she's got next.
She takes the winner. See, if you lay that out there, it's too easy.
Or it's just a
random hot chicks in a bar, pissed off at each other, not interested. It looks
nothing.
Jersey Shore looks lame.
Unless they're fighting
It's not sexy. It's trashy.
It is if they're fighting over you.
No, I think it's trashy, man.
I think halftime, like when guys actually even look that direction, it's just they're just hoping like a shirt falls
off.
That's
it. But even then, it's still trashy. It's always hair pulling and you bitch.
Yeah, any chick that would fight over me is obviously not right in the head. And I'm not a lucky part of that.
Safe to assume that's never happened?
Yeah, never happened.
That's
no.
never
if
happened to me.
If your bitch is fighting a robot, then there you go.
Craig, what about you?
No.
I called her your
no
bitch.
No women? No, they might.
Have you ever sparred?
No, certainly not to keep me.
No.
Maybe the other way around.
I've had women.
You're going to have to take his tired ass.
I've had women hit me, but they didn't hit each other.
Maybe like a furious round of rock, paper, scissors to see who gets you, Craig? Or nothing like that?
Nothing.
No competition of any sort.
No.
About you, Petey? Surely a couple of women have fought over the.
Physically?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The spoils of war back being in Petey Mac.
Church youth group, I'm sure that happened.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.